KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for patchy fog this morning, otherwise cloudy skies with a high today in the mid-20s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Illinois police in Red Oak report two arrests. Early this morning, officers arrested 53-year-old James Scott Malmquist of Red Oak following an investigation into a reported burglary in progress in the 700 block of North 1st Street. Upon their arrival, officers located Malmquist a short distance from the residence and took him into custody. He's been charged with trespass, public intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. Malmquist was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And Sunday evening, Red Oak police arrested 23-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant, charging him with contempt of court. His cash bond was set at $300. An investigation into drug activity in Sydney Sunday night resulted in the arrest of a man from Shenandoah. Fremont County Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old Jacob Tacker was arrested at around 10:15 p.m. for delivery of a controlled substance methamphetamine. Tacker was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. The Fremont County K-9 Unit and Iowa State Patrol assisted the Sheriff's Office in conducting that arrest. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a teenager was arrested early Sunday morning on numerous charges following a brief pursuit. 17-year-old Dalton Scott Gibson of Elliott was taken into custody at around 3:30 a.m. following the pursuit that began three-quarters of a mile east of H Avenue and 110th Street and ended in the 1,000 block of I Avenue west of Elliott. Gibson faces charges that include speeding, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, failure to maintain control, disorderly conduct, and possession of drug paraphernalia, with additional charges pending. He was processed at the Montgomery County Jail and then released to the custody of a parent. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that two Oklahoma women were taken into custody on drug charges Sunday morning following a traffic stop for an equipment violation in McPaul. The driver of the 1996 Toyota Camry, 38-year-old Marsha Feldposh, and a passenger, 52-year-old Vicki Johnson, both of Tulsa, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia methamphetamine. Feldposh was also cited for driving without a license. Both women were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $300 bond each. Police in Red Oak say one person was arrested on drug charges Sunday morning. 28-year-old Jesse Bruce Fitzwater of Villisca was arrested at around 12:25 a.m. in the 600 block of East Corning Street for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine with the intent to deliver. Fitzwater was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $100,000 cash bond. No injuries were reported following a collision Sunday afternoon in Red Oak. According to law enforcement, a 2006 Hummer H2 driven by 38-year-old Matthew Nels Hansen of Red Oak was traveling west on East Summit Street at around 1:30 p.m. and approaching the intersection with North 8th Street, but his vehicle was struck by a southbound 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 30-year-old Jason Wayne Sickles of Red Oak. The accident, which took place at around 1:30 p.m., occurred after Sickles stopped but then proceeded into the intersection, not seeing Hansen's approaching Hummer. Damage from the crash amounted to $6,000. No citations were issued. Police in Red Oak are investigating a hit-and-run property damage accident. Officials say on Saturday, the owner of a red 2008 Chrysler Grand Caravan notified authorities about her vehicle being struck while it was parked in the 1800 block of Forest Street in Red Oak. The incident occurred sometime between Friday night and 2 p.m. Saturday. Damage from that collision amounted to $2,500. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department. And deputies of Montgomery County arrested a man from Pottawatomie County late Saturday night. 25-year-old John Mark Gibb Jr. of Carter Lake was arrested at around 9:50 p.m. following an incident in the 1900 block of G Avenue north of Red Oak. Gibb Jr. was charged with simple assault, violation of a no-contact order, and child endangerment. He was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant as well for failure to appear in court on a domestic assault charge. The man was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And Council Bluffs police say the city saw a 30% increase in shoplifting arrests last year as compared to 2014. Police Records Department reported 1,013 shoplifting arrests as of December 30th. During the previous year, Council Bluffs police say they arrested 772 people for the crime. Anyone who is arrested for allegedly stealing items worth less than $500 is considered a shoplifter. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said the opening of the new Walmart store in Council Bluffs likely played a role in the increase of thefts. In the funeral announcements, Carl Kemp, age 45, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Carl Kemp will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hawk and Mary Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Hargens, age 96, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Hargens will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ near Griswold. The Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Richter, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Richter will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Letha Mae Josephson, age 94, of Audubon and formerly of rural Exira, died December 29th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Letha Josephson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Lawrence Eskov, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Lawrence Eskov are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.